Chapter 3. You've just confirmed in my mind you're not trustworthy, so fuck you. Gordon hated people who would try to sabotage a coworker. He felt that it showed the type of person that they really are, and that was somebody he doesn't want on his team. If he can't trust you not to stitch up a colleague, then he definitely can't trust you not to stitch up his restaurant. You will never be put in charge of one of his kitchens. When I was working as a night baker at Restaurant Gordon Ramsay, Gordon would usually go over to the other restaurant, Petrus, after a dinner service, and often come into the restaurant before he went home for the night. One night, he caught one of the waiters, who was closing up for the night, putting a carton of milk into his bag. Gordon asked him why he did it, and he said it was because he needed it. Gordon said that if he really needed the milk, then he could have just asked for it, and he would have given it to him. But it sets a bad precedent, because you don't know what you'll take next. It could be a bottle of wine, a block of cheese. So in these situations, it comes down to what type of standard you are setting for yourself and your coworkers. Because once it starts, where does it end? Probably once you get caught, but until then, you are just trying to see what you can take before someone catches you. When I was about 10, my friend and I went to the local department store and came home with a G.I. Joe figure that we didn't pay for. At the moment, I don't even remember how or why the first G.I. Joe was stolen, but somehow it magically ended up in my backpack without either of us having to pay for it. Because we were successful the first time, the next time we took two. Then we tried three. We were successful again. Then we went to four, then five, and the cool tank. There was no stopping us after that. I don't know how long our G.I. Joe smuggling ring went on, and I don't know how many of our brothers in bondage we liberated, but I'm sure there was at least 50. We were at our usual stomping ground, liberating G.I. Joes again. We were on our way out with our biggest score yet. We just got through the door to freedom when we were accosted by some guy. Then he grabbed me by the backpack and said, "I am Tower Store Security." But he was in his street clothes. How could this be? My friend was obviously smarter than I was, because he brought his dirt bike and managed to get to his escape vehicle before the coppers could nab him.